on a larger, but this is a document that was written. It says Chibur Harav Hamakubal Hamasharer. Okay, a Makubal who was obviously a singer. I don't know what it means by the word singer in this context, but it means obviously that he was a very talented person. Marin Harav Yisrael, his name was Nigara, and it says here that he's a Talmud of the Arizal. Now, there is a minhag, an ancient minhag in Klal Yisrael, which you don't see done anywhere today in our circles, where they would read on Yom Tov, they would read on the first and second day Yom Tov, they would read the Ksuba and the Tnoyim between Klal Yisrael and Hashem. In other words, this is a Kabbalistic principle, and it's very popular by Hasidim, that the relationship between Klal Yisrael and Hashem is compared to the relationship of a man and a woman. A marriage, a union between a man and a woman is a dogma, is just an example of the relationship between Hashem and Klal Yisrael. At Matan Torah, at Har Sinai, Kavi Yachol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he married us. We got married. Hashem married Klal Yisrael, which means that Klal Yisrael, we are the Kala, the Jewish people are the Kala. Hashem is the Chosan, and we are bound to serve Hashem, just like a relationship between a husband and a wife. And in fact, many of the minhagim that we observe at a Jewish wedding are drawn from Matan Torah. I'm sure you've all noticed in the Chasan Kala, when Chasan Kala walk down the chuppah, they are surrounded by their flank, by the shushpinin, by their parents, hopefully their parents, and they holding in their hand candles. They hold candles. Where does that come from? So the answer is it comes from Har Sinai. Because by Har Sinai, Oshan Kuloi, there was Esh V'Lapidim, there was fire, there were torches. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu came down Har Sinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came down with Malachim, and there were lights. So we draw from that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who came first to Har Sinai? Did HaKadosh Baruch Hu come first, or did we come first? Chazal tell us that we woke up late. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was already waiting at the mountain for us. We arrived second. That is why, in a Jewish wedding, who enters the chuppah first? The chasan. Because the chasan represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then the kala arrives. And when the kala arrives, the chasan comes out to greet the kala and to take the kala into the chuppah. That's exactly what happened at Har Sinai. Hashem was, the chuppah is Har Sinai. And Hashem came first. And then when we arrived later in the day, Hashem came out to greet us and to take us into Har Sinai to go forward with the ceremony. Okay, the Kala goes around, the Kala goes around the Chosan seven times. Where does that come from? That comes from Klal Yisrael surrounded the mountain. They were told to surround the mountain, and they at the time of Matan Torah. Okay, so there are many more minhagim. I'm not familiar with all the details, but basically many of the minhagim that we observe at a Jewish wedding are drawn from a medrash, from an event, from a detail that appeared at the time of Matan Torah at Har Sinai. Now, if that's correct, then let's see, but before we go further, let's just also understand that by Hasidim, they're very into this thing called a mitzvah dance, where basically mixed dancing. I don't know how else you can explain it, but basically they at the end of the wedding they have mixed dancing, and they ascribe to this mitzvah dance all of these Kabbalistic concepts, and they're very heavily immersed in this thing called the mitzvah dance. And this mitzvah tanz is about, a lot of it is about, relates to the yichud between Hashem and Klal Yisrael. The Chosan represents Hashem, the Kala represents Klal Yisrael. There, at a Jewish wedding, there's certainly a special chibur, a love, an excitement, a renewal, a freshness that appears, and they try to capitalize upon this event where everyone is dressed so nice and everyone is so happy, mm-hmm. and there is so much hope for the future, and there is joy. And being that the Chosan is HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Kala is Klal Yisrael, when they come together, when they unify in this chibur of which is really symbolic of the yichud, the coming together of Hashem and Klal Yisrael, they capitalize upon it and they make it into a big deal. Okay, and there's definitely something to this. Unfortunately, it's not for everyone, because this can get, if you're not a holy person and you don't really appreciate what it's all about, then this just can turn into simcha shel hoilulos. It can turn into a terrible thing where it just turns into mixed dancing, it can turn into things that are very not proper. So that's why by the misnagdim, by the litvisha crowd, you don't do this. This is something which they frown upon. They don't like this at all, this thing called the mitzvah tanz, because it's basically mixed dancing, and it can very, very easily get out of hand and turn into a simcha shel hoilulos. And in fact, that's what's happened. I can prove it to you, because if you go to YouTube and you type in mitzvah tanz, you'll get hundreds of videos of ultra-Orthodox videos, not even ultra-Orthodox, of many, many videos of the mitzvah tanz. The mitzvah tanz does not belong on YouTube. It is the antithesis of what the mitzvah tanz is all about, that the mitzvah tanz should be displayed for the whole world to see on YouTube. And that just goes to show that the Guru was right. That the Hasidim blew it. This minute, with this idea of this mitzvah tanz really, really, unfortunately, it doesn't seem that it.
Too much
time is not enough mitzvah. Yeah. Today, is anyone today that really can appreciate, and if you read about what the mitzvah tanz is all about, to understand the chibur between Hashem and Klal Yisrael, and how we use the chosan and the kala as a tool to come close to Hashem and appreciate this chibur between the chosan and the kala? I really don't think so. I don't think today the Hasidim, the average Chosid today, is on that madrega, is on that glorious spiritual level where they can appreciate what the mitzvah tanz is all about. And the proof is in the pudding, because if anyone really did appreciate what the mitzvah tanz is all about, there is no way in the world they would post the mitzvah tanz on YouTube for the whole world to see. It's just totally goes to show that this mitzvah tanz is turned into a horrible event. And the misnagdim, they knew about this way long ago, and they're very much opposed to this type of publicity, this type of event, and that's why they never did it, and they still don't do it, and they don't like doing it. Okay, the Hasidim, they're going to do it no matter what you tell them. This is, you know, this is bread and butter for them. This is what it's all about. And they do it. But we do have to appreciate, even though we don't do this, and by us it's something which is anathema to do something, to have a mitzvah tanz, we do have to appreciate that there is something very holy about this principle where a chosan and kala are a dogma, they are an example of the relationship between Hashem and Klal Yisrael. Hashem is the chosan, Klal Yisrael is the kala. At a wedding, there is love, there is excitement, there is hope, there is only goodwill by a wedding. And this is fresh, this youth, there is something very special. And being that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the chosan, Klal Yisrael is the kala, to use this as a dogma to improve and appreciate our relationship with Hashem is something which theoretically is very noble and very special. Practically speaking, to go do it and to make a big deal about this and to publicly dance together and do this and do that and machabe different people with the gartel, it doesn't seem like in the 21st century where everyone has a smartphone, everything that you do goes on Facebook and Twitter and on YouTube and on Instagram, and the whole world is going to look at the kala and see what she's wearing and see the jewelry she has and see the chasan, how he danced before her and this and that. This is ridiculous. This is just total nonsense. Okay, they're not going to like that I say this, but that's the fact. That's even they have to admit that it's gone way out of hand, and they're not going to stop because minigav oseinu biyodeinu, and the 21st century has really spoiled it for them. But in any event, this principle, at least theoretically, is very beautiful and very powerful. If you go back now about 400 years to the time of the Arizal, so there were people that took this so seriously that they composed a tanoim, just like by wedding chasen kala they are tanoim and there's a ksuba, and if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the chasen and Klal Yisrael is the kala, so there should be tanoim. There should be tanoim, and in fact there are minhagim which we do not see in our circles at all. Ad kedei kach, you can't even find it in a regular siddur, where they print on Shavuos that before they do Kriyas HaTorah on the first day of Shavuos, they read the tanoim between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and on the second day of Shavuos, they read the Ksuba. So I want to go through with you now a version, time allowing, to go through a version of the Ksuba and Tanoim that were written by a Talmud of the Arizal. It's very beautiful. I didn't prepare all that much. I don't know the translation of every word, but let's do the best that we can just to run through it, at least to get a flavor. And it definitely will enhance our appreciation of the Amdif. Now we have to remember there's a fundamental difference between the Ksuba, the Tanoim, and the Ksuba. The Tanoim is a document that is written for the engagement period. When Chasan and Kala, even Bizmanas, they get engaged, they commit themselves to get married. The engagement is not complete until they sign this document. Today we don't do this because we're not going out. Today we sign the document that they commit, each party commits themselves to get married to the other, and they're not going to look for other shidduchim, and each family is going to invest in setting up a new home. You have to get an apartment. You have to provide, you know, the basic appliances that Chasan and Kala need. They need a bed, they need pillows, they need linen, they need a kitchen, they need this, they need that. So they have to commit themselves, the Chasan and the Kala, or if they're very young, the parents of the Chasan and the Kala, that this is serious business, that we are going to help this young couple get started, that they can get married. Then when it comes to the wedding, then there is a document called the Ksuba, which is a one-way document where the Chasan obligates himself to the Kala, basically to take care of her financially. He will support her, and in Chas V'Shalom, in case of death or divorce, she is guaranteed to have support for a significant period of time. And this was a technique that was done in the time of the Chazal, because if a person would get upset at his wife, he would just divorce her on the spot. And women, they were stuck. They were stuck, and they had no one to support them. And in ancient times, it was a very dangerous situation when a woman was single. And Chazal did not want a man, just because his wife did not prepare for him a delicious gourmet meal after working 12 hours, hard day, and she's not in the mood to make for her husband a gourmet meal, and she brings home some pizza from Avenue M, and the husband comes home and he says, I wanted to have a gourmet meal. You know what? You're not a good wife. Here's your get. Get lost. Chazal did not want that to happen. So as a preventive measure that this should not happen, they said to the husband, if you divorce your wife, you're going to have to pay about $75,000. Mm. Okay, that's probably what a ksuba is today. Maybe a little bit less, probably less, probably more like $50,000. It's not a fixed number, but I think it's fair to say that the basic elementary ksuba is nothing less than $50,000. The amount that a person needs to live comfortably for a year, that means you have to pay their rent, pay their utilities, pay their life, their insurance, health insurance, and food and shelter and basic your smartphone bill. So how much does it cost the average person to live comfortably? I don't know. I don't know exactly how much you have to figure out. It depends where you live. You live in New York, probably can cost close to $50,000. Okay, maybe a little bit less. Okay, maybe 30,000. I don't know. You have to figure out what the numbers are, but it's not cheap. It's not a small amount of money. And it's very relevant today, because today when people are chamal, they get divorced, they have to pay that kind of money. They're mechuyif. It's not a joke. They have to pay that money. That's part of what it says in the ksuba. And in case of chas v'shalom, death, then the first from the estate, the first amount of money in the estate goes to support the wife. Okay, now with that in mind, let's now run through very quickly, time allowing, the nusach of the Tanoim and the ksuba that was composed by this student of the Arizal who lived about 400 years ago. He's called the Meshorer, which means he obviously has quite a bit of talent. Now you'll notice all of the motifs of the ksuba and the Tanoim that we are familiar with appear very prominently in this document. And again, this was read, or is read, I don't know, in certain very, I don't know, if you can find me a shul, I'll give you an extra piece of cheesecake. If you can find me a synagogue somewhere on this side of the Atlantic where they actually read the Tanoim and the ksuba, I've never heard of a shul that does this. And let's see if you can find me a shul that actually does this. And obviously they don't do it because you can't even find it in the machzor. Interesting, they have all these other things in the machzor, all the yitzrais, which certainly no one reads. And this, I would think they should put, because this at least is very delicious. Some very, 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 very pleasant things are said over here in this nusach. Okay, here we go. The Ezras Hashem Yisparach. Ulamazel Toiv. Hamagi, see, it was, by the way, there's such a minug that after Kriya Satoira on Shavuos, you say to one another, Mazel Tov. I never saw that done in Shul, but it seems like it's done. It's also cited all over the place. After Kriya Satoira, each person wishes his fellow man, Mazel Tov. Obviously, there were people out there once upon a time that were very, very different than us. They had this ability to really relive the experience. The Ezras Hashem Yisparach, with Hashem's help, ulamazel toif, and yearning for good mazel, hamagid mereishis achris. This is the nusach of the Tanoim. Hashem is the magid. He is the one that reveals in the very beginning what will be at the end. When a person gets married, it's part of a big plan to bring Mashiach, to bring the next generation, the achris. Hu yitei, may he deliver shame toiv, good reputation. There's nothing more in the Chazal say, the keser shame toiv, oile al gabehem. There are many crowns, keser toira, keser kohuna, keser malchus, but the keser shame toiv, oile al gabehem. What do you wish the chosin kala? You wish them mazel tov, and you wish them a keser shame toiv. Usheiris, and they shall be remnants, meaning they should survive, because unfortunately throughout history there have been many people that came to an end. In this week's parasha, Nadav Aviu, it says they died, and the pasuk says Uvanim lo hayu lohem. There was no she'eris of Nadav Aviu. You wish them Hu yitein me Hashem give shame toiv u'she'eris. There should be nitzchis, a remnant, that this marriage should produce children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren that are Yirei Mushleimim. Le'ele divrei ha'tanayim ve'abris, to these who are participating in the words of the conditions that each party is making, ve'abris, in the covenant. This document is a tanayim, which means conditions. Literally means conditions, but in this context it really means obligations. And bris, a covenant, Shenidbiru, which has been spoken, vehisnu, been stipulated, bein shnei hatzadim l'shemu l'seferes, for renown and for.
What page is that? I can't find.
I'm on the first page.
Yeah, I don't think I ever got that.
Okay.
Some of them wasn't.
Okay, it's okay. It's okay. Yeah, he has it. Everyone has it.
Yeah.
Okay. We're up to the third line. The third line. The Hayinu Mitzarecha. Now here is like a regular two line. The Hayinu Mitzarecha is Hashem. Hashem is the Chasam. And here we go on to the Shem Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ha'echad Yachid U'Miyuchad. Hashem is one. He's unique. Borei Hakol. He's the Creator. He is the Borei Hakol Chacham Kadmon. He's a wise man. He's the wise one from previous from the beginning. Ilis Cho Ilo Is. Now there's a candy company called Ilit. Ilit. Is that with an I in the Ilit? Is that what it means? Ilis, it means, Ilis means like Al. It's a word which means he's supreme. Ilis. That's the next word. That's Siba. Ilis. Ilis.
The best of the best.
But what does it mean, Ilis? Ilis means the best, right?
Yeah, the best of the best.
Not in this case.
Not in this case?
Elite.
No. Siba, a reason.
That's the next word. Okay, the reason? All right, I'm not familiar. Okay, whatever these words mean. Ilis ho ilois. The Sibas hasibais. Like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the cause.
I'm sorry, I just got this page. What exactly are you?
I'm now on the fourth line. I'm on the fourth line. I'm up to the fourth line. Over here we have Baruch Hashem. No problem. Okay, the Sibas hasibais ho imen mitzaratzmai. Okay, now normally when you talk about the chassan, you say ha'imen mitzad by his parents. The chassan is standing by his father and mother, by his parents. Hashem doesn't have a father and a mother. So therefore, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you say by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the chassan, ha'imen mitzad atzmai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu stands alone. Hashem does not have a father and a mother that are going to accompany him. Mitzad atzmai. Etzem kevayda, these are all very poetic expressions. Etzem kevayda, the essence of honor, she'ein l'sha'er v'lidmois, you cannot measure and compare b'chol minei marois v'tzuois in any type of image and form. Peshut peshoit b'tachlus apashtus ad ein tzayf yad ein cheker. Now this is an incredible thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu represents simplicity. If you would say that a person, yes, you call a person a shidduch. Tell me about the chas, the boy. He represents the pshoit, is pashut betachlis hapashtus. That would be considered the ultimate insult. The ultimate insult about a chassan. You call him a boy. Tell me about the boy. The boy is pashut. He is not only is he pashut. He is the tachlis of pashtus.
It's not pashtus. It's pshitus, which is a mida.
Right. What does it mean? It means he's straight. Pashut, it means no nonsense. No nonsense. It means no nonsense. In our vernacular, it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is straight. He's no krumkite. He is straight as an arrow. No nonsense. To the infinite degree. Ad ein tzayv v'ad ein incheker. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is beyond comprehension. Umitzad Hasheni, who's the kalo here? Halohi kineses Yisrael. Kala kiruya b'ni'ima. Here we are describing the beauty of Kala Yisrael, a kala that is called with pleasantness. Ateres teferes, a crown, matronisa kadisha, a matriarch, a holy matriarch. Ilimta kadishta, an exalted holiness. Shapirta, she is beautiful. Yofa kalavada barakachama, her beauty is like the moon, like the sun, clear like the sun. Zoya zorik nitzutzin, she has a shine and sparks come forth from her radiance, from her countenance. Umavik, she glows kiborak leinayim, like lightning to the eyes. Bas melochim, yichusi eretz, we have the ultimate yichus, we come from the avos. Heima avos hakadoshim. With the Malchus based David, Shlomo Himu Teres, we are crowned with the Malchus of David and Shlomo HaMelech, the Keser Malchus of Medes Mitzal Atzma. We also stand alone. We also stand alone. Etzem Elukus Seif HaMas, whatever that means. We have we have an essence of holiness. Techilas HaMachshava, these are all some terms I don't know what they really mean, the depth of these means. Techilas HaMachshava, Midas Malchus Kadishta, we have a nobility. Soy the Torah Malpesh. Yeah.
Probably means that this was in the design before creation.
It was Hashem's, it was part of the divine plan. Midas Malchus Kadishta, we have a nobility. Soi Torah Shebal Peh. We know the secrets of Torah Shebal Peh. This is a beautiful expression. Shalaymei Emoinei Yisrael. The shleimus of faith of the Jewish people, Soifa, the Chodag and Kaddish, and we are the apex of all holy achievements. The Ikra, the Chol Dargin v'Hatzinoiras. These are Kabbalistic terms. We are the source of every step and every channel to achieve greatness in this world. Okay, these are Kabbalistic terms. Now let's go further. Reish is Dover. Now we're going back to the Chosam. Who's the Chosam? The Ribbono Shel Olam. Hashem is called HaBachur Kohar Ozim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is chosen like cedar. He is B'churoi Shel Olam HaTachtoin. He is the chosen of the Olam HaTachtoin HaKadosh. I'm not sure what all that means. Melech Malchei Amlochem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael L'Mazel Tov. So he has made a decision. He has committed himself to marry. Yisa means to lift up, in this case, whatever, to lift up, l'mazel toif, in good mazel, es besulas Yisrael, asher ish lo yida'a, we are a besula. We have never been committed to any other god. We have never worshipped any other god, we are a besula. Zo shechin de kadishta, b'chupa v'kidushin, this represents the shechina, whatever that means, b'chupa v'kidushin, kedas, Moshe v'Yisrael. Okay, these are the motifs of a regular tanoim, according to the laws of the Jewish people, with chuppah v'kiddushin. V'al yavrichu, now we go to the motifs of the ksuv, v'al yavrichu, v'al yalimu zeh, lo zeh mizo, v'lo zo mizeh. This is the classic nusach, that none of them are going to run away. None of the two parties over here, once we commit to get married, we are not going to escape. We're not going to run away. We commit, and this is... This is a document where we commit ourselves to marry. We're not going to run away. We're not going to hide. Not the chosan from the kal, not the kal from the chosan. These words, by the way, spell out mizuzah. Mizuzah. You take zem mizoh and you put it the other way around. It's mizuzah. That's why they say that the tanoim is the mizuzah of the marriage. When you walk into a house, you kiss the mezuzah. This is the shmirah of the marriage. It's this is the famous part that this nusach lozeh mizo v'lozo mizeh, not the chosan from the kala, not the kala from the chosan. When you combine those two words together, you get the word mezuzah, and the mezuzah represents this is the pesach of the bayis. A bayis neman b'Yisrael needs a mezuzah. Rak tamid pneim ish elochiv. They're always going to look at each other. Ba'ava v'achva v'reus. The loy misparshin. They're not going to separate. Da min da, one from the other. L'ol min forever. V'yishlutu bin b'soyneihem. Now normally you say over here that they will share a joint bank account. Okay, that's what it normally says here in the Tanayim, and they will share their assets together. So what does it mean by Kadosh Baruch Hu that the Jewish people and Hashem are going to share their assets? So here it says, V'yishlutu b'soyn eihen. Hashem, together with the Jewish people, will rule over their enemies.
Isn't that borrowed from the Megillah?
Yeah, there's a lot of borrowing over here. V'zor al yisareif. And a stranger will not mix in with the Jewish people. V'orel v'tami al yiga b'me'oiris. And an orel, an uncircumcised person, a tamei, a goy, al yiga bimo oirois, will not touch the light of the Jewish people. This bridegroom, referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this chosan, has obligated himself to enter everything asher hitzil, which he has acquired, ubara, the yotzar, the osa, hakol lemano, everything for her. Hashem has committed himself to give over to the Jewish people everything that he created for her. Hearken, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he bent down, Shemayim v'shmei Hashemayim v'chol tzva'am, asher tiknam b'zeres. Hashem created the world with his pinky. Okay, that's Al-Shem HaPasik, M'loi Boris, Yem V'lai L'chus, Yem V'lai L'chus, Yem V'lai L'chus, Yem V'lai L'chus, Hashem has committed himself l'harchin, to bend. Call Masa Bereshis. The law says, "Let's just show call ha'amim tachteha the Jewish people will dominate over the entire world, and you, Al Bamosemu Tidrach, you will step upon their high places, and the mighty valleys, whatever this place is, they will serve you. The Sea Lake. Okay, now we go to the next page, one moment. Okay, this is not going to work too well. I have to put on, this is not working the way I like. Give me one moment to get to the next page. I apologize. But this is just how it goes.
There is no next page.
The next, you have, yes, you have a lot of pages here.
Raise your
Give me one moment, please, to put up the next page. The next page is page of up. Take it. What?
You want to find out till you get to the end.
One second, please.
You may not have all the pages. Look over there.
One second. Just need a moment here because it's not going. Not going the way I planned. Not exactly going the way we planned here.
Can we learn the source for Foshalana for Yosef Azriel ben Chaim Michal?
Yosef Azriel ben Chaim Michal?
Right. The 15-year-old, he was just...
All right, you know what? Unfortunately, this all messed up here. I think it's. I don't think I even have it here. We're even in a short time. You have it. I gave you. You definitely have it. You have it.
I have the second page.
Right, but I don't think I have it on the screen. I think I lost it on the screen somewhere. I think I lost some here. So we're gonna have to skip one page. Anyway, we're not gonna have time. We're running out of time anyway. So we're just gonna have to skip one page. I apologize. Okay, I'm gonna have to skip one page. We're gonna skip one page. Let's see. This is not working. Sorry. Please bear with me for one more moment. I'm having a lot of trouble here. Let's just do this page. I'm skipping a whole page. Oh no, it's still not working. Still not working. Hopefully you can see this page. Okay, hopefully you can see this page. Ain mispar. Okay, I skipped a whole page. I skipped a whole page, but we're not gonna have time anyway. So this is the latter part. But let's just take a look over here. Ain mispar. Okay, so over here, just to get a general idea of what's going on over here. We're coming over here to go and create an obligation. Matnois la chosen hanal. Okay. Now, this will be a little bit of the flavor of what's going on. In a Tanoim, in the classic Tanoim, in the term we have today, what happened, there are many, many versions of the Tanoim. And what they all do is, most of the old versions of the Tanoim is where the Chosson's family commits themselves to give gifts to the Kala, and the Kala's family commits themselves to give the Chosson gifts.
They don't spell it out, they spell it out.
No, they do. So there are many versions. Now, very often we learn here together this from the Sefarim called Nite Gavriel. Okay, Gavriel Tzinner. It's a massive Talmud Chacham. And he wrote many, many Sefarim, halachic Sefarim, which are very, very popular. And he has an entire volume on the laws of the Tanoim, engagements, the laws of getting engaged, and Tanoim. And in that volume, he has samples of the Nusach of Tanoim. He must have probably at least 50 Tanoim that he collected that were used throughout the ages by different communities. Each one is unique, and each one presents different gifts. They elaborate. Now, today, we don't do this. Today, Rav Moshe Feinstein wrote a new Tanoim many, many years ago, where he basically removed from the Tanoim the gift section. He reduced it to something very, very simple, because a lot of the gifts that are mentioned in these old versions of Tanoim are totally outdated. It talks about the Chosson's family committing themselves to give X number of chickens, and the Kala's family committing herself to give feathers for the pillows, okay, things like that. And how many eggs the Chosson's family is going to give, and how much butter and cheese the Kala's family is going to give. So these things today are totally, totally outdated. And there were probably versions of the Tanoim where the Chosson and Kala, they commit to give jewelry, to buy the Chosson a shtreimel, to buy the Kala pearls, Gesundheit, all these different types of things, which today you can't really generalize. These things are not, nothing is etched in stone. So Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, he reduced the Tanoim to just a basic simple version, where it says that the Chosson and the Kala have agreed to get married, and they commit themselves. They commit themselves, the Chosson commits himself to the Kala commits herself to marry the Chosson, and they're going to set up a joint bank account. It doesn't say those words exactly, and they're going to share in their assets together, and they're going to select a date when to get married, and they're going to treat each other with respect. V'chulu, just basic, he reduced it to the skeleton version of the Tanoim, and that nusach today is universal. Everyone today uses that nusach, because that has become basically the standard nusach. But in the old versions of the Tanoim, it was spelled out gifts. The gifts that the Chosson will give to the Kala and the Kala will give to the Chosson. So here we get a little bit of a taste of that. Matonois lehachoson hanal koiveya
bereishon. Where are you reading from?
The top of page Reish Zayin. Roz. Okay, I'm reading the top page, Reish Zayin. I skipped the page,
okay,
because we're out of time anyway soon. Matonis lachosna now koivea beroishoi, a hat. Sheyesh boy seor lovan v'shachros. Uparo chovash al roisha. So the chosson is going to give, the chosson has a hat on his head. I don't even know what all these things mean. Uparo chovash al roisha. Zo tfilin sheberoish. Utfilosin shel yishol hanase kese beroishoi. And the tefillah of the Jewish people, which becomes a keseh b'roshah. Now, yesterday in the afternoon, we learned akdamas. And it says this mamish explicitly in the akdamas, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wears tefillin. And in Hashem's tefillin it says, Umi ke'amcha Yisrael. And on top of Hashem's tefillin, Hashem wears a crown. And the crown is fashioned from the tefillos of the Jewish people. And that's what it says over here. It says over here again, Koveya Bereishoy, Sheyesh Boisei Lovan. Over here, the Klal Yisrael is going to give HaKadosh Baruch Hu a gift. We're going to buy Hashem a new pair of tefillin. And we're going to make for Hashem a crown. And in the new pair of tefillin that we purchased for Hashem, what does it say in the parashiyos? Umi ke'amcha Yisrael goy echad ba'aretz. And what is the crown made from? Is it made from gold? Is it made from silver? Is it made from pearls? No, none of the above. The crown that we give a Kadosh Baruch Hu is made, is fashioned from the tefillos of the Jewish people. This hat has here that's white and black. What is the significance that I do not know? Uporo chovosh al roisha. There's some type of covering. Par means some type of elaborate covering al roisha. Zo tfilin sheberoish. Utfilosin shel yishol hanase kesef roishai. V'chumash mitzupa kesef zu chamisho chumshei Torah. U'mitzupin bipirushim shonim bipardes. And it is decorated and covered with many perushim in Pardes, Pshat, Remesh, Drush, Soit. Uledaktek bohem heitev ledaber divrei dover al oifanov. And the perushim that we're going to beautify the Torah are an explanation of the Torah with many different commentators. Oid matan lachasen. Another matana. Yoifet hoivim orim or shel shuol.
Don't leave out Pardes.
I'm sorry?
It says... Right?
Yeah. Pshat, Remez, Drush. I said that. Remez, Drush, Soit. Uledati Bochem had a hate of David the Devar of Fender. Oid Maton Lachosim Yufa Toiva im Or Shel Shual. We learned this yesterday. It's a garment. A Yufa is a garment, a beautiful garment with a hide of a fox. The Hainu, La Soit Masim Toivim Shel Shualim, Shedarkehem, Leois Maskilim Bidarkam. What's an expression in English? An evil fox?
No, a clever fox.
A clever fox. A fox is known to be clever. And this garment, this metaphor, is a cloak of the skin of a fox to indicate that we are going to be clever in our performance of the mitzvahs. V'tivam liyos poinim tamid achareihem, kach kol oivdei Hashem tamid darkeihem liyos maskilim. It is the derech. If he was writing this in the 19th century, he wouldn't use that word. All of the Oivdei Hashem, it's their derech, it's their way to be wise. V'tivam liyos poinim v'chol achareihem beisa. Okay, and it's their nature to turn. Okay, I'm not sure what all these things mean. V'achosna na l'schayves atzma. Now we go now. That section that we really left out the whole page describes the gifts that Hashem, that the Jewish people will give to Hashem. Now we're going to describe the gifts that Hashem is going to give to the Kala. HaKadosh Baruch Hu guarantees to give parnasa. What kind of parnasa does Hashem commit himself to give to the Jewish people? Hein mizoyne ruchni lechem abidim. To give spiritual food. Oichel, food. Ish. V'hein mizoni gashmi lechem lechol begin l'bosh b'der chavod b'zeh uvebo atzoyf kol adoros b'li shum taina u'ma'on, no excuse u'b'li ikuv klal. Hashem commits himself to sustain us spiritually and physically. And shtar shilem sochor, whatever that means, u'shtar chalitza l'chalitza mikol tzarasa, Hashem commits himself to spare us from any tzaros. That's one section. Next section. These are the basic parts of the template of regular Tanoim. Now we have to make a date. When is the date? Okay, this is what you're supposed to write in the Tanoim. You're supposed to write that the Chosn and the Kala commit themselves to get married. And in the old-fashioned Tanoim, they would write down the date when they will get married. And here we have actually that date. V'achasna tiyel l'mazel tov b'shishi b'shabbos. On the sixth day, the Chodesh Sivan. Now notice he's saying over here that Matan Torah took place on Friday. Mm-hmm. And this is a big machloikis. I think most of us are familiar with the Gemara that says, HaKol Moedim DeBeShabbos Nitna Torah. Everyone agrees that the Torah was given to the Jewish people on Shabbos. That's not so simple. Because in Pirkei de Rebbe Eliezer, it says that Matan Torah was given on Friday. Not on Shabbos. And this Tanoim is following not the Talmud. It's following Pirkei de Rebbe Eliezer. is telling us that they commit themselves b'shishi b'shabbos on Friday, b'chodesh Sivan, shnas. What year was Matan Torah? Shnei alofim, 2000, v'arba meos, 484, 2,484 libriyas olam. Al hoitzoy sachfar, that's when we commit.
2448.
It is the obligation of the chassan to pay. What is Hashem going to pay? Koiloi subrokim v'lapidim. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to pay. Koiloi subrokim v'lapidim boyarim urikidim noitvim. Hashem's going to go into, there's going to be lightning. Kol minei besamim l'smech, all different types of fragrances. L'smech hanesuim, in order to give delight to those that are getting married. V'habat chonim. Who are going to be the jokers? Who are going to make the, who's going to be the entertainers? Who are going to be, are they going to hire the Amudei Sheish, a choir? Are they going to hire Shweki? They're going to hire Mordechai Ben David? Who are going to be the entertainers? V'habat chonim, heima malachei hashareis. Yidudun, yidudun. Didi is going to be the speaker. He's going to be the singer. Yidudun, yidudun. They're going to jump up and down. Bimaz mutei. This means in dancing, in jumping, in celebration. Chosin the kalav yakli zemer. Ni'imas ha-galgalin will be the song of the, these are the different names of the malachim, the galgalin, usrafim, the ayfanim. We have three different angel names, b'shiru v'zimra, u'machmas kitat v'ideit, chas v'shalom, because of a concern, let's see, cha yisnagu b'takonis tzoim, bal b'chi b'shuvu ma'isim toivim, I know what that means exactly, because of kitat v'idar, chas v'shalom, I guess in order to prevent there be any bad thing that happens, the chosan is going to fast on Erev, the day of the wedding. Yisnagu b'takonos tzoim bal b'chi b'seshuva u'maisim toivim. I think what he means over here is that they're writing in the Tanoim that you're supposed to fast. You commit yourself to fast on the eve of the wedding. And maybe that means over here is that's what we accept upon ourselves. That's what this means over here. The kibul aleh hakala l'smech b'chol min eshios v'seshbochis achar kriyas kol haneshkochis. After reading, I don't know what this means over here. Ubal ha-simcha m'mo'ina yisalek l'chol echad v'yachad ho'yitza'isa v'chashroinai. And each one will provide, they'll pay what they're supposed to. I'm not sure what this means. Yishma chacham v'yosef lekach. May the wise men listen and may he add more. Umigdonois, and may you provide delicacies. Uvenisa chayad, may you provide an abundance of wine. Knas mitzad oiver litzad hamakayim dahayim mitzad b'nei adam. Yishol kasher mitzad chosn l'chol l'bal yipol davar arza. Now what that means over here is, okay, I'm just running through, is that in a typical tanoim, there is a penalty. And that is if the chosan does not deliver the goods, then he accepts upon himself a penalty. These are all part of the motifs, the basic clauses of a tanoim. Then there's also a guarantor. Who is going to make sure that the chosan delivers the goods? So there's an Orif Kabla, a co-signer. Mitzad HaChasan, who is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's co-signer? Kol Tzvo HaShemayim, the entire heaven. Usrafim V'chayis V'efani HaKadosh L'chol Shemon V'kinuyin V'sifrin Kadisha and all of the different names of the angels. Orif Kabla Mitzad HaKala, who is going to be the guarantor from the Mitzad HaKala? The Tzadiki Hador. This is a very frightening word because Chazal tells us that when Klal Yisrael does not behave, whom does HaKadosh Baruch Hu take away from the Jewish people as payment for their wrongdoings? The Gedolei Yisrael and the Tinoiko Shel Beis Rabban. This is a Maimon Chazal. So the guarantors of Klal Yisrael that they will be faithful to their commitment are the Tzadikei Hador and the Tinoiko Shel Beis Rabban. Who are the guarantors from Hashem's side? The Tzvo HaShemayim. The Atzadim Mechuyavim Lefatzois Ho'arovim. in order lefatzois haravim, to I guess this means to commit the co-signers. Bal yagia lechem shum nezek v'likui hamo'ores chas v'shumenu. That means, then we come to the most important line. Ve'karnina menachasan v'akala. We have made a kinyan. Okay, you have to make the kinyan. You pick up the sudar. Kinyan chamisha chumshei Torah. The kinyan is to pick up the chumash. Utu uda arucha. And a testimony. The Torah is called Tu'uda. It's called Ta'ira u'Tu'uda. It means the same. It means instruction. It means the same thing. It means instruction. Arucha me'eretz mida. Torah is longer than the earth. Urchava mina'yam. V'akol shorir ve'kayam. Who are the witnesses? Numa shamayim v'shmei hashamayim anarishayin. The heavens. Un'um ha'aretz v'chol asher olecha hayamim v'chol asher bochem ad hashnei ha'koyhanim v'ha'am. Until the koyhanim. I'm sorry. Eina sheni hakoyhanim v'ha'am ha'omdim bo'azara poi b'migdash. Here in the migdash, ma'ad yanu b'migdash ma'at. Here in the migdash ma'at. Okay, that's the shul. When you're reading this, yanu v'yomru. May everyone now get up and say mazel tov. Hashem echad u'shmo echad u'mi ke'amcha yisrael goy echad asher ha'am. Okay, we skipped one page, but the basic gist over here is, as you see over here, is like the Baruch Hu is their tutsdadim, and here they're committing to get married, Hashem and Klal Yisrael, and we have a date. The date is going to be Shishi B'Sivan on Friday, and then they're going to be an Arev Kablon. There's a guarantor that we will be faithful to our commitments, and who the guarantor is? For Klal Yisrael is going to be the tzaddik and the tzniga Shabbos Rabban. By Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's going to be the tzvah Hashemayim and all of the malachim. And we made a king of Kadosh Baruch Hu. And there's going to be penalties if we're not faithful. And there are going to be gifts. What are the gifts we're going to give a Kadosh Baruch Hu? Tefillin. And what does it say in a Kadosh Baruch Hu's tefillin? Umi ka'amcha Yisrael. We're going to give a Kadosh Baruch Hu a crown. And what is the crown made from? It's made from our tefillos. Okay, we didn't read the other page, but this basic gist of what we're doing. Now let's just run maybe just for a few minutes to look at least at the first page of Ksuba to get an idea of the second day of Yom Tov. We then provide HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a Ksuba. Okay, and the Ksuba, let me put the Ksuba on the screen. Just give me one moment to find it here somewhere. Just one moment. Should have it here. This should be easy. Here is the ksuba. I got it. And now I'm going to put it up on the screen. Here we go. Here's the ksuba. Let's just do a few minutes of the ksuba. Okay, so now we've agreed to get married. And now it's showtime. The photographer is here. The photographer is here. The Masada condition is here. And here we go. Sedak Suba. Bishishi b'Shabbos. Okay, again, this Mechaber is of the opinion, is following the opinion of the Pirkei de Rebbe Eliezer, that Matan Torah took place on a Friday. Bishishi b'Shabbos. Sheshes Yomim, 6 days, L'Chodesh Sivan. Shnas, Shnei Alofim, V'Yabameos, 2,400, V'Yabam Shmoina, and Libriya Soilam, 48, 2,448, Libriya Soilam, Leminyan, Sha'anu Moinin Khan, Brooklyn, New York. Doesn't say that, Brooklyn, New York. Leminyan, because where are we standing? We're standing on Har Sinai. Leminyan, Sha'anu Moinin Khan, in the middle of Saudi Arabia. Moinin Khan, Maimon Har Sinai. Eich, Shehaloihu. Okay, Heyehe means Haloihu, Habochur Hachosan. Who is the Bochur Hachosan? Habochur Ko'arozim, the Chiyoy Shaloyla Matachta, the chosen one of the cedars, the chosen one of the world, of the lower world. Hu Melech, Malchi Amlach Makodesh Baruch Hu. Omar, he said, Lada Besulta. Hashem said to this bridegroom, this bride, the Kala. The Besulta, Knesses Yisrael. Who is she? Bas Gedola Yuchsin. Bitoy shel Avram Avinu, have a lili intoy. Be my wife, kidas Moshe v'Yisrael, shetekablu aleichem. So you should accept upon yourself Torah Moshe, zu Torah shebichsav, v'Torah shebal peh. And Hashem says to the bride, va'ano I eflach, I will support. Kimo she omar hakosef. I will wash you b'mayim. I will wash you with water. Okay, that means eflach means I will provide. I'll provide for you. I will provide you with water. The oikir, I will give you honor. The ezoin, I will provide you with sustenance. The afarnis, your sichi lichi means you. Each person under his own vine, each tachas teinasai. Because you represent nobility. According to the laws of govern Yehudoin, Jewish men, the folchin, which provide, umoikrin, and honor, the zonin, support, umefarnesin, linesheihoin, their wives, bekushta, with sincerity, with truth, continuously. Kach so to kiblo love melech malchem lochem akadosh baruch hu lemiflach kodmeyoin to support them ulemoyker yosoin and to honor them kodem kol bnei alma k'moy she'amar hakosav ulesitcha elyoin to make you high al kol goyaretz v'lias am kadosh v'asida yushlaim shemagas ad damesek. And here we're going and yushlaim will reach all the way to Damascus ulefarnes yosoin. I will supply you b'chol mini parnasa hein b'chol v'hein b'shabbes. Whether it's weekday on Shabbos, lechem mishneh, and on Friday Hashem says, I'm going to give you on Friday double. I will pay you the ksuba. Because we have not been unfaithful. I'm going to give you kesef zuzin heim elef olamas. What's the money? How much am I going to give you? I'm going to give you 1,000 worlds. The ksufin that are hidden. Shasida lirash mi beis bala, from that you will receive from your husband. Mosan umosayim, I'm going to give you mosan umosayim. Okay, this I'm not sure what this means over here. The neitrinus period. To those who guard it through this from shirashirim. The chazi lichim midraisa umizoinei uchisu saichei. Your food and your clothing. Visipu keichei and your needs. Heim she'er k'sus v'yoyna, she'er elim zoynais. I'm going to give you food. K'sus hu chaluko d'rabonan. I'm going to give you a frack. I'm going to give you a big hat, a spodik, and a nice frack. And the chaluko d'rabonan, hana'asim mitoyra u'mitzvais. The oyna, now this is very, what does it mean oyna? Oyna means marital relations. So how could we express this principle that HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Jewish people experience marital relations? Zu oynoson shel talmidei chachamim soid kalas Moshe. Okay, this is Kabbalah. This, I have no idea what this means. K'mo she'amar HaKadosh v'osli mikdash v'shachanti b'soicha. U'mi'il v'usaychi korach kol ara, and I will provide for you, like is correct. V'chayiv l'ha'lech korach kol ara. I'll take you into the land of Eretz Yisrael. And if you, now here, this is what it says in the Ksuba. People don't realize this, that part of the obligation of the Ksuba is that if a woman is a captive, if someone, she goes on a cruise and a pirate comes on the cruise and captures her, it is the duty of the husband to spend all of his money to redeem her. V'im tishabtai. Afrikinach, I will redeem you, v'oisvinach li le'inta, and return you back to me as my wife. Golas, exactly. That in case we enter into Golas, the struggle is going to be v'haloi hu achasan denan, v'haloi hu achasan denan, hischai v'satzma l'mifrak l'Hashem l'kineses Yisrael min galusa. That's exactly the point. That's what he means over here. We're elaborating upon this concept, this principle over here of redemption. He accepts upon himself in order to redeem us from galus. V'lo l'anicham sham b'nei amamaya. K'mo yisham ha'kosev al har gavoya Alilach mevaser siyain. Koyam Hashem elokim hinei esa el gerim yadi vil amim adim nisi vevi vanech v'ratzon v'nasach al kasev t'nasena v'yim ulach nuonech v'sarasem mi nikoisayich. Princes will be your nursemaid. Apayim eris yishtach v'ulach. They will bow down to you. Ulecholtzim kol tzavetzukim kol yimeim. You'll turn over to explain all these different things. And I'll bestow upon you all these beautiful things. Okay, we're not going to do the next. There's another page. We're really out of time, so we're not going to do it. It really goes on. It goes on quite long. It goes on the tzidah quite long, and it describes here all the obligations. But I just want at least to go give you a little bit of an appreciation, at least myself as well, a little bit of an appreciation of this very clever document. Unfortunately, I don't know the translation of all these words, and unfortunately, I don't know what it says exactly in the ksuba. The ksuba in the Talmud are very complicated documents, and really, in order to really appreciate the brilliance and the chokhmah of what is being presented here, we really need a very good background in the nusach of the ksuba and the tanoim, which itself is a major undertaking to delve into, understand every single word, the proper translation and the depth of meaning, and how it relates to a Jewish marriage, and then to come back over here and to see the brilliance in taking the nusach of the ksuba and expanding upon it in our relationship between us and the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And there are also, we have to appreciate, this was written by a master Talmud Chacham. He's paskening halacha. He's being machria here in many of the nuances of this nusach. There are many, many different matters in Medrash and in Halacha are subject to dispute. And by him, what he says in these words, he's also taking sides in various halachic inyanim, which that in and of itself is very interesting. And the classic thing and you see right off the bat is he begins the ksuba and the tanoim by telling us that Matan Torah took place on the sixth day of the week, on Friday. And most of us are much more familiar with the Maimer Chazal in Masechet Shabbos, HaKol Moedim DeBishabbos Nitna Torah.
But we have spoken before about weddings that were held on Fridays.
Right, that's a different thing of getting married on Friday and Shabbos. But you see right away that's not what it says in the Gemara. The Gemara says that the Matan Torah took place on Shabbos, not on Friday. However, there's a midrashim. The midrashim appear to disagree with what it says in the Gemara and hold right. that Matan Torah took place on Friday. Okay, so this is at least a little bit. Hopefully, we got a little bit of appreciation that the relationship between Klal Yisrael and Kadosh Baruch Hu is can be found. A chosan and a kala is a dogma for the relationship between Hashem and Klal Yisrael, and Matan Torah is the wedding, and the next 7 days are the Sheva Brachas, and this Shabbos is the Ofrif. This Shabbos, the Shabbos kala. It's the Ofrif, where we are making preparations for the wedding. In fact, that's what it says in the Haftarah, this week's Haftarah. It says, Ve'erastich li li'olam, Ve'erastich li b'tzedek v'mishra v'chesed v'rachamim, Ve'erastich li b'emun v'idat Hashem. The nusach of that, what it says in the Haftarah is exactly like the Tanoim. It's like this week, we're getting married. This week is the renewal of our bond with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And here we have the documents to prove it. Okay, we'll take a very short break, and then we'll talk a little bit about the parasha, a little bit about parashas about Midbar, and a little bit about Shavuos, and then we'll call it a wrap. Okay, just give me one moment to.
What's the earliest date you can find for these tanoim?
This is the earliest one, I believe.
What is it?
Not this. This is probably 16, probably like the 1700s. Around.
It's only in where?
1650.
The
Yekkers
also have it?
I saw in other versions that are much shorter than this. Much, much shorter. Much simpler than this. But this is very, very elaborate. And this was written, I would imagine. I don't know. I really don't know. This was written in the year 1650.
So this is very, very old. Lurianus.
Rabbi Levine, can you look at the WhatsApp I just sent you a while ago? I'm looking for original signatures.
Is Marjorie Reed's email deleted by AOL in the hallway?
What?
I saw some headline that Marjorie Green attacked the...
No, nobody attacked anybody. She hollered at her in the hall. She wants to hurt, she wants to get into a debate with her. Mm-hmm. Of course, you know, that would be a mismatch. So they would say, I was verbally insulted. Chicken, you know what? You'll see.
AOL and a broken bat would be a mismatch.
I really like MTG.
What?
I really like MTG. I don't care what they accuse her of, but I know somebody quietly, from guy from this neighborhood, who met with her, showed her the neighborhood. She never met a from Jew before. She thinks all Jews are liberals.
Yeah.
Secular. This has happened many times. In fact, I tried to...
Okay, let's learn. Let's do some chumash in honor of Parsha Bamidbar, and I will say something about Shavuos. Okay. This week, Rabbi Yisrael, is Parshas